Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, October the 6th, 2023. First Friday in the month of October, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And it certainly is an autumn night, a beautiful autumn night here in Central Ohio. Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson in the studio. Sean Kraft will be joining us momentarily. Carrington, good to have you back. You were gone last week.
I'm happy to be back. This isn't as nice as Florida, but it's a close second.
We don't rate as well as Florida, Matt.
I'm sorry.
We were hoping.
Yeah, we were hoping.
You guys, it's neck and neck, though. Like, you're right there.
We were hoping. Now, the other night, for people who did not see the television program that we do, by the way, go online, exchange Scott Spears, and you'll see all the episodes there. We talked about addiction, and you talked about being addicted to your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you were on your cell phone, not paying attention to either one of us from the time you came in until... Really, like
this moment, two seconds ago, yeah.
This moment right here. And I thought, boy, how rude.
Well, Matt's on his phone right now.
Addiction, Matt.
Listen, so I don't get on my phone very often, but I have to change my fantasy lineups before I lose money, okay?
Matt and I have already had a conversation. We talked.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we had to have a formal introduction and conversation when I came in. I thought we were past that point. I thought we were
No, we don't need
that.
A formal introduction, but you came in with a little sarcasm tonight. And, you know, it was a little bumpy. It's a little bit of a bumpy road.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are too sensitive.
No, I don't think we're sensitive. We're having fun.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Now, we're going to get into the topics this week because we've got a lot of them, and I love this. Now, again, we talked about half of this on the television show the other night, but there's been new developments. So, we'll go into the new developments. Now, this all has to do with your favorite person, Taylor Swift.
Of course.
Now, apparently, now here's the backstory if you haven't heard it, and you can get this part of the backstory on the television show from Wednesday night. Taylor Swift wants to date this football player named Travis Kelce. We don't really know if they're dating or not, but that's what the deal is. Now, she showed up at the game. She's tried to work over his mother. And then last week, she brought all her little pals from Hollywood, her little showbiz pals, and isn't this great, isn't this great, isn't this great, whatever. So all the money's going up, all the ratings are going up, all the jersey sales are going up, and, you know, a cult will do that. So here's the update. I love this part of it. This is great. Apparently, Travis Kelce has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. I knew that.
Everybody's got a show.
Yep.
And Travis Kelce on his podcast said that he criticized the NFL. He said the NFL is overdoing it with Taylor Swift. That they went to her 17 times during the game, shot her up in the press box, and he didn't like it. He said they shouldn't be doing that. It's about football, not about Hollywood. That's a paraphrase. Oh, that ain't gonna go over well.
No, I
here comes the song.
No, I kind of agree in the sense it's putting a lot of pressure on their relationship.
Do they have a relationship?
Yes, I think they clearly have a relationship. If she's coming to his games and sitting with his mom, they obviously have something going on.
Why don't they just say it?
It's not our business. We don't have to tell
us. It is our business. We're watching it on Sunday every week.
Because the NFL is shoving it down our throats.
She goes to the games, and she sits in the box, and she comes in with all her Swiftie people, and she tweets about it. Listen, it's our business. Once you put it out in the public domain, it's our business.
He's talking
about it on his podcast. It's not like he went to her and said, Taylor, stay home. Sit in a different seat.
No,
he goes and criticizes her on the podcast.
He's not criticizing her. I think he's criticizing the NFL, where it's like, okay, it is about football at the end of the day. They don't really need to keep showing her, and like obviously I'm fine with it. Show Taylor Swift as much as you want. I'm turning on the Chiefs game now, thanks Taylor Swift. But
now you have to turn it off.
No, I think they're going to keep showing her.
You do.
I think they will.
Well, this is ticking him off. See, that's going to create a friction.
Yeah, but you see, the NFL is an organization, multi-billion-dollar organization. Okay, Travis Kelce, I don't think they care what Travis Kelce thinks. They're going to do what gets them the ratings.
Should he be criticizing the organization that he works for?
He doesn't technically work for the NFL. But he works for the Chiefs.
Yeah, but do you want to criticize the National Football League?
He's one of the best tight ends in the NFL. I don't think... What are they going to do? Get rid of him?
They could.
They wouldn't.
Stop covering him? They own the television rights.
No, they still will.
I guess we could take this to a different level. Why is he criticizing the NFL for the camera shots? Isn't that the network that's running the game, not the NFL?
I don't know how television production
works.
I don't think the NFL's saying, shoot Taylor Swift.
I don't know that the cameras belong to, like, the network. They might be, like, NFL, like, producer people.
I don't think that's true.
Either way, someone in charge is deciding to show Taylor Swift throughout the whole game.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Right. I mean, it's obviously working. They're getting lots of money and lots of people are tuning in.
Basketball games are very famous for that. When Jack Nicholson shows up or a former player, they sit courtside. They always show him.
Yeah, I think it's just different because I was saying, like, I feel like it puts a lot of pressure on their relationship where if they don't know each other that well and they're like, oh my gosh, they're in love. It's like, whoa, 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 pump the brakes.
Yeah, but don't you have to stop tweeting? Don't you have to stop Instagramming? Don't you have to stop? Why do we even know about this? It's because of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Swifties care.
So once you put it out there, you can't bring it back.
I think she's just setting up the plot to make a song about him.
Oh, of course she is. But I'm saying,
she's got to let everybody know. And then she's going to let everybody know that it ended.
But this isn't the NFL's fault, and this isn't a television network's fault. This is her fault. She announces that she's going, and she's got a crush, and we all know that she's making a gazillion dollars off of writing horrible songs about boys.
I don't think that she announced it.
How do we know that she likes him?
Because they've been seen in public together. Like, I've seen pictures of him, like, going to whatever she is in, like, a hotel suite or something, like, near the game, or, like, she was traveling with a team or something the other day.
I thought the whole thing started because she made a tweet.
I guess I don't know the origin story.
I don't know either. That's what I heard.
I don't think it's her fault that people are so into it. Like, people just really care about Taylor Swift's love life.
But if I was causing that much of a distraction to where it was annoying him, I think I would not go. She doesn't care about the football game. She wasn't there prior to that.
Maybe she won't come next week. We don't know. This is the first... He just said it, right? After...
Right, but shouldn't he tell her? Now, see, this is where I have to fault him. Why does he go on the podcast and say this and not go to her?
He probably wants her there. It's not like he said, don't come to my game. It's just the people being obsessed with her being at his game is the frustration.
Oh, so this is like his form of a love bomb.
Why do you always go back to the love bomb?
Because this is what he's doing. You didn't have to go to the public and say, NFL, don't shoot her, 17 times during the game. He did that in public as a grand gesture to her to say, you should have your privacy, and I'm going to attack the group that I work for or the league that I'm under. Why would you do that in public? You could just go to them and say, hey, you know, lay off. Doing it in public is not going to... That's some kind of grand gesture.
Yeah, it was just on his podcast, though. I mean, obviously, it's an important topic.
And who would listen to that?
A lot of people.
Nobody listens to that.
I've seen a lot of people listen to that.
Yeah, I don't listen to the podcast, but, like, they have, like, a YouTube channel where they post, like, clips of the podcast, and I watch the clips.
Why would anybody care?
Because it's two NFL players that are brothers, and they just talk about the NFL.
I think you got two publicity hounds here.
Maybe. And I'm a sucker for it.
Yeah, but is this a love story?
Yes.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to end well.
I'm excited to see where it goes.
Well, I guess the end question here, should he be criticizing the hand that feeds him in public? Because he's in that stage right now where you can't tell him anything. He's in that she's the one. So you can't tell him anything, so now he's going to regret doing this.
I don't think it matters that much. It's not like he was, like, aggressively bashing them. It was just like...
Well...
Was it more of a casual mention? I think I need to see the actual clip of what he said.
I don't think he should have said this.
What did he say?
Well, he counted the times that they showed her. I mean, that's weird.
That's not
weird.
What does
he care? Shouldn't he be playing the game?
It's a lot.
What, did somebody tell him?
I don't... He probably watches his games. Yeah, maybe somebody tells him.
Who cares? I mean, honest to God, who cares if they shoot her 50 times. Why does he care? Jealous?
No, maybe it was for her. Maybe she's a little more private, I'm not gonna lie.
Private? Didn't she bring a whole gaggle of Hollywood stars to the game last week?
Those are her friends. She was hanging out with her friends at the game.
Okay. I don't know. I think that you're causing a scene when you bring the big movie stars to the game. And not just one. You bring like five.
Maybe they all wanted to come. Hang out with Taylor Swift. Watch the game. Well, looks like a good time.
Then you cannot be upset if the cameras shoot you.
Well, Travis is the one that complained, not Taylor.
Well, maybe he feels overrun because he's not as famous as them.
Ooh, he's insecure.
Could be.
Ooh.
Well, there's something wrong with this. You would not make this statement in public about your whatever if you were trying to further that relationship.
I don't know. I just think there's multiple motives that could be behind it. Maybe that's just how he felt, where he was just like, it's just a bit much.
Yeah, but is it jealous? How does that protect her? She's been photographed from every angle in the world. She's at a football game.
I'm saying that's why I think the pressure on the relationship, where it's like, okay, they don't know each other that well. What if things don't work out and everyone's made this whole thing?
Oh, they're not going to work out. We don't have to worry about that.
I know, but it's not either of their faults in that case scenario. Like, it's the people that keep showing her on the TV.
Yeah, but what's the big deal?
Digging in their relationship.
Do you understand what the big deal is? Why they don't stay on her? You know, it's like, woo, there she is.
I think if you go to a public event, you have to like. I think if you go to an event where there are cameras, you have to kind of expect for cameras to be placed on you.
Of course you do. And she could be hidden. If she wanted to be hidden, she could be hidden.
Yeah, I think maybe he was just saying it because it places a lot of pressure on the relationship. I've said this so many times. No one's listening to
me. But tell her. Tell her.
It's not her fault the camera points at her.
No, but she could be hidden. She could be in a box that has like a drape in front of it.
Maybe she doesn't care. Maybe he cares. Maybe that's just the way he feels.
Do they talk?
Probably. I would assume.
I don't know. I just think that's a very weird comment to make on your little podcast.
I don't know. I don't think it's that important. I guess I don't see the big fuss about it.
Well, people did. That's why the news got out.
I don't know. I guess it's just not a big deal to me.
I think because people see him is taking a swipe at her.
I guess I don't view it that way.
What do you view it as?
He was just saying, like, it's a lot of pressure on the relationship, like I've said.
Yeah, but why? Why is that pressure? We already know. You show her one time or you show her 17, we know.
Because now week after week, if she comes to his games and they're continually like, oh my gosh, Taylor and Travis, Taylor and Travis, Taylor and Travis.
But
what if
they're not that close?
What if they...
I didn't hear him complaining about his jersey sales. Didn't hear him complaining about the television ratings. Didn't hear him complaining about all the people who know him now who didn't know him before.
He's probably not upset about that.
I bet he's not.
I'm sure he's not.
So, I guess if it works for you...
Mm-hmm.
So, why is this a problem, then? If you're reaping all the benefits, why is it a big deal that they show her 17 times during the game?
Maybe the monetary benefits are different than the emotional benefits or tolls?
I don't know. I just think that this relationship's headed for a disaster. Anytime you do something this public, it's bad.
I'd agree.
It's rot for disaster.
I think that's
because we're all following it now.
I think that's why Hollywood relationships never work, because then it just becomes a spectacle almost.
Relationships don't work in general because it's not meant to be. It's not, people are not meant to cohabitate. We were talking about this earlier today. Because a lot of people like the direction of the show, talking a lot about relationships and less about current events, which I think is fine. That's a good sign for me. But the interesting thing is that the reason relationships are fascinating is because that's the only relationship, for lack of a better term, you choose in your life. You don't choose your family. You choose your friends, but it's not an intense relationship. But it's the only relationship you choose in your life in which you spend 90% of your time with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's make or break.
Definitely.
So I think that's why they are set up to fail.
Because of the amount of pressure?
Yeah.
In a relationship?
You have to choose them. They're not in your life forever. There's no guarantee that they're going to be there forever. And in the end, it's hard when you spend that much time around somebody. Nobody's that interesting all the time.
Definitely. I think that's why relationships... I mean, they do tend to... What we talked about, the 50% divorce rate previously.
Oh, higher than that now.
Oh, yeah. It's growing.
It's growing. Even as we speak. And just less people are getting married. Sean, what do you make of the Taylor Swift story? Now he's angry. The football player, Kelsey, is angry because they're showing her during the game. Well, duh.
Yeah. Well, the NFL fans are getting all upset about it. They have a big stink about this, about the NFL fans. So his fans are getting upset about it.
Why?
Well, because they don't want to see her. A lot of people don't like her.
Oh.
You know?
So he's protecting his fans?
Probably so. And he, down inside, he is.
So you think, is this a diss toward her or not?
I think it is.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely a diss. You don't say that about your girlfriend. Stop showing her.
Yeah, some of his fan, but his jerseys and everything went up.
That's right. Well, like I say, you've got to take the good with the bad. And apparently, I don't get it. Maybe it's just more drama to get people interested, get people talking.
Yeah, I think anytime you get a celebrity involved in your thing like that, I mean, she's a bigger celebrity than he is, let's face it.
Well, right. Maybe he's jealous.
Yeah.
Now that you're with us,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's jealous. I mean...
Should be.
It might just...
Nobody cared who he was before this.
I mean, it's more... People who didn't watch football didn't care who he was before this.
Now he's mainstream.
I mean, he was always mainstream if you had any knowledge of football. But, I mean, I'm sure there were people who don't know who Taylor Swift is.
Very few.
I would say less than Travis Kelce, but... I'd say there are people who don't know who Taylor Swift is.
Taylor Swift passed up Michael Jackson and guess who else? Elvis Presley in the records. Sold the most in the history. She broke the history.
Both of which died of drug overdoses, I think.
Well, I mean, she's...
Michael Jackson died from too much medicine. Wrong dosage of medicine.
Well, they say the doctor killed him.
Oh, you know, this brings up a funny story. I like a good personal story. I was having a little procedure done last year, and for some reason, this is a little fun fact about me, apparently anesthesia does not work on me. So they have to put me under to do this surgery. So they bring me back in the room, and the anesthesiologist is back there. And I hadn't been put under since I was like 11 years old when I had my tonsils out. So they bring me back there, and they're going to put me under. And the lady says, okay, I gave it to you. Start counting backwards from 10. And I get to 1, and I'm still there. I say, okay, now what? And she goes, okay, well, let me give you another dose of that. And she gives me another dose. Count back from 10. I get to 1, nothing. Still there. And she goes, okay. She goes, let me try a different kind here. Maybe you just have a tolerance to that kind. And she tries another kind. Count backwards from 10. I'm still there. And I'm thinking, how much of this stuff are you giving me? and then she goes, well, I'm going to try propofol. And I'm thinking, now, where have I heard that term propofol? Oh, that's what killed Michael Jackson. And I said, that's what I said to her. I said, isn't that what killed Michael Jackson? And she goes, yeah, I think so. And she goes, count backward from 10. And okay, here we go. And then, I did fall asleep then.
But didn't you wake up after?
Yes, that horror, listen, I can now speak to this. It's like somebody who's died and come back from the grave to tell you. I woke up during the surgery. Yes, I'm laying there. I know what a surgical room now looks like when you're being worked on. I woke up, and it's all white. And I see this anesthesiologist's head looking right over my face. And she's like, uh-oh. And she goes, are you okay? And I said, yeah, what are we doing in here? This doesn't look like the recovery room. And I heard the doctor go, I'm almost done. And I thought, oh, no. So thank God you're numb on the part of the body they're working on. And you can't see them because they put up a big sheet. But she just kept, it's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost over. I go, good. Good. But no, I woke up during surgery. That is one of people's biggest nightmares. It happened.
I've had surgery on my leg, and I think that was my biggest fear during it.
It can happen.
Oh, I knew it could happen. That's why I didn't like the idea of it.
It was weird.
I would say it would have been.
I'd never seen a room like that, all white. I thought I died. I thought I died, and the anesthesiologist must have died sometime before me. We're both in heaven now. It's very white up here. But, you know, whatever. I can tell you it doesn't hurt, because they really do have that part of your body so numb you don't even know what's going on. But, ooh, it was weird. and they rolled me back into the room. I said, well, I get to skip the recovery room, right? I don't have to spend any time in there. No, no, we'll just take you right on back to your room.
That's funny. Why, you're supposed to just, like, wake up in that room?
Yeah, they usually, you're not supposed to wake up during the surgery, so when you're done, they put you in a recovery room, and they have somebody watch you until you come out from under the anesthetic, and then they put you back in your room.
Oh.
Didn't work that way.
Wow.
You skipped that part.
I skipped that part. So, I don't know. Now I'm nervous, like, I think if I ever am in, like, a car accident or anything like that, where they have to put me under quick to do something, what if it doesn't work?
They're going to have to give you that Cobalt.
He died peacefully. No, he didn't.
You need a card. Yeah, you need a card that says you need the propofol.
Get the Michael Jackson drugs out.
Or they just need to give you a cobra venom.
Oh.
And then shoot some, what they call it, anti-venom back in you.
Well, that's my little story for tonight of what can happen in your life. But essentially, you know what? Michael Jackson, I think, was killed. I don't think it was a drug overdose.
I think it was killed by the doctor.
Could have been. Now, Elvis Presley did do a drug overdose. I mean, he died on the toilet. And there you are. And John Lennon was shot. So, and I'd say the Beatles are the other. I'd say the Beatles are on that level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, those are your big three. It's a curse.
They all got stopped too early.
Yeah. So, Taylor Swift's in trouble. Because when you get too big like that, something bad will happen. Look at the examples.
What if she's just part of the Illuminati and they're what's keeping her going?
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, really conspiracy theory over there.
Do you think that could happen, that somebody, when you have rabid fans like that, God forbid, somebody could do something?
Definitely. I'd be scared. I mean, it's like whenever you're a president, you know, people want to assassinate you. People have strong opinions about you when you're famous.
Yeah, but the president's got Secret Service. Taylor Swift does not have Secret Service.
She probably has personal
security.
I'm sure
she's got bodyguards, but so did John Lennon. So did Michael Jackson. So did Elvis Presley.
All I know is Taylor Swift's pretty hot.
Well, that sums it all up.
Yeah, that's all I can tell you.
Do you think he really likes her?
Probably not.
No.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Probably.
He looks ridiculous, by the way. I saw a picture of him for the first time today. He's got one of those mustaches. I mean, what?
It's so silly. I like the mustache.
I bet you would. I bet you would. I mean, it's ridiculous looking.
I like it.
Do you?
It's like a bad cop kind of vibe.
Bad cop?
You know when they have a good cop, so that's bad what cop?
No, wait, so that and John Kennedy are hot to you. The weird mustaches and John Kennedy.
No, I typically am not into mustaches. I'm not a facial hair kind of girl. But maybe that's just because I'm young.
Are there facial hair type of girls? Because everybody now looks like Grizzly Adams.
Yes.
Shaved head and big beard. It's shaved head and big beard. Yes. That's the way you got to do it.
No, people have preferences. And I'm typically not a facial
Who
hair
sits around
girl?
And talks about this? I've never had a conversation in my life and thought, you know? Because there's a lot of girls with facial hair, too.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I obviously don't have facial hair, but I just mean, like, guys. Like, that's not my type.
But he is.
Travis Kelce? I mean, he's fine. I think if he, you know, tried to contact me, I would give him a chance, for sure.
Okay, let us know.
Yeah.
Apparently
he reaches out.
Apparently he gets around.
I've heard.
Yeah. But in the end, it'll end badly. This is my prediction. It'll end badly. She'll write a song. It'll make a gazillion dollars. And this will just be another log under the stream for Taylor Swift.
Yep, on to the next one.
On to
you
the next one.
You know, on Taylor Swift's songs, they'll sure write them, but somebody else writes or does things for her, and then she'll redo it again. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that sure does redo the album, whatever they call it?
Well, I think everybody's got collaborators.
Yeah.
You mean her, like, re-recording her songs right now? She's doing that because of her old manager who sold all the rights to her songs.
Oh, is that what they're doing? Mm-hmm.
Well, she dated him, didn't she?
No.
I believe she did.
I don't think so. I think that was her manager.
That's what I heard.
Not a clue.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, why is he being rude to her?
He sold all of her, like, songs to, like, another company or something, and he got money for it, and then she doesn't own the rights to all of her songs, so now she has to re-release them all. That's what they're all, like, there's the Taylor's version that everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Didn't she have to sign off on that?
No, because he owned it. Like, her record label owned it.
Well, yeah, that's how the music industry works, usually.
Why is it his fault?
They pay you to make a song, and then the song that you made doesn't belong to you, even though you made it. It belongs to them. That's what they pay you for, the song.
I don't really know the details. I just know that this guy, like, non-consensually sold her music.
Did she come out and tell this story?
I don't know how I know this story.
I'm sure she's got a little evil bone to her. She's a little vindictive.
I just disagree, but that's okay.
No, isn't that vindictive, though, when you... I mean, you could settle that on your own terms in private company, but now you're outing the guy, and you out all these ex-boyfriends. She's got a little vindictiveness in her.
But he sold her songs non-consensually.
But like I said, that's how it works.
She
like,
hired him.
She sold her songs to him. Therefore, he now has the rights to sell the songs to whoever. And they're his
songs. Sounds like sour grapes.
Maybe. I don't know how it all works.
See, I don't know how that works, because Reba, she did an interview with somebody and asked her, you know, her songs that she wrote. She still owns a lot of rights to her own songs. She never...
Well, you can own the rights to your songs, but your manager is your manager. That's the whole title of it.
Yeah, but he don't own the songs.
Nobody can sell them.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he's doing, but...
And I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
And so now she's, like, re-recording them so that she owns her own music.
Well, does anybody want to hear the old stuff?
Yes.
Really? What's your favorite oldie and what's your favorite newie?
If I say song titles, are you going to know anything?
I'll be right on it.
No, you're not.
Why do you doubt that?
Because all you do is sit here and bash Taylor Swift.
No. Wait a second. When did I bash Taylor Swift? I think she's brilliant.
Yeah, you just... You're mean, and I... mean. That's a great song by Taylor Swift.
No. I think she's brilliant. I think she makes a lot of money. I think she's very smart. But I think that, clearly, she's got a strategy.
Maybe.
I don't know that that's mean.
Well, I think all artists has a strategy to a certain point.
Not to that degree. Like, I don't think to that degree.
You consider her as a cult.
I didn't say she was a cult. Matt said she was a cult.
Yep, that'd be me. I'll take all the credit.
Now, he's not mean for saying she's a cult?
No, everyone's a little not into Taylor Swift in this room.
No, I'm into her. I think she's fine. I just think that this whole thing is it's getting a little
much. Can I ask Matt? I'm asking Matt, why do you think she's a cult?
Because people just do what she says because she said to do it. Like, she posted on Twitter, I guess it's called X now, she posted on X and said and told a whole bunch of her followers to go register to vote, and they did. There was, what was the number?
Oh, it was 12? A lot. It went up something huge percentage amount.
I don't know, but like thousands of people that day, like after she tweeted, went to register to vote.
I don't see how that's a cult.
If somebody,
I mean, is it like Donald Trump says to people and do it? You think he's a cult too? Or
I thought that was already I thought Donald Trump already had like the proclaimed cult
Donald
personality.
Trump is not a cult.
I think it's not about Donald Trump or Taylor Swift. It's about doing something that you normally would not do because somebody you don't know told you to do it.
Yeah,
that's what makes it a cult.
I think she just let her fans know, go out and vote.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, I don't know if that's a
but
cult.
If they would not do it had she not said that, that is a little strange.
Well, they just probably just needed a boost by their idol.
No, but I have great admiration for Taylor Swift.
My idol.
I think she's fine. You know, I think she found a business strategy. She propelled herself out of country music, which was a little niche, and now she's the most popular person. Pop, country, she's the hottest thing in music in general. She's got all her little Hollywood friends, and now she's the biggest thing in the NFL. I mean, you cannot deny that she has a popularity unlike anybody else. I mean, that is really to be admired by somebody in the entertainment business. But I think we can still like her and criticize some of this little namby-pamby stuff that's going on.
Well, we were overdue for a popularity actor, pop star. I mean, think about it. Michael Jackson was popular in his time. Elvis was president.
Yeah, but you got to do it. She became the one who broke out. And I don't believe anybody from country music had ever done that.
No, she broke the history.
Right, so there you go.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing. Without her manager.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
That's what's admirable about her.
Is she independent
but,
now, or does she have a record label still?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We go to you for all things Taylor Swift.
My eyes come on me.
I got it.
But God bless her. You know, we hope it works out with her and Football Boy. And God bless them. They can go on the rooftops and tell that story. I don't think we told it on here.
Yes, that he had rented out the, like, I think it was like a rooftop restaurant. And, like, her and him and, I don't know, some of his people, the team people were there.
And that's not a love bomb?
I think
I'm overusing that. That's not a love bomb.
I think that was brilliant that he did that.
It seems that she is an independent artist now.
Oh, God bless her heart.
It's just copyright 2023 Taylor Swift.
Yeah. There you go.
So I think
no record label.
Wait though, that's not a love bomb.
I mean, yeah, that's a bit much, but like, they have lots of money. I can't fathom living that lifestyle.
Money equals happiness. We talked about that earlier. Well, money doesn't equal happiness in the end, but it'll get you some places.
You know, I think that was brilliant that he done that for her fans and his fans.
Well, I think it's, you know, we'll see. God bless them. But we really don't even know that they're dating. Why won't either one of them say it?
I don't know. They just don't make public announcements like that, I guess. I have no idea.
They make public announcements about everything else.
It's because she's writing her song right now.
This is to keep the lore going, you know, the confusion. Well, everyone wants to keep talking about it.
Then can you really be upset if people follow these little stories?
No, I think that makes sense if people are following it.
Well, again, good luck to them, and we'll see what happens down the road. There, I saw a show last night. I'm going to have to get this book. But a lady has been traveling around the country since the mid-1990s, and she's been asking everybody one question. What would it take to make you happy? And what she found out is people cannot answer this question. They really... Now, some people are not happy, but they don't know what would make them happy. Now, we brought this up earlier, and Matt said he's happy, but he doesn't know why he's happy. But by the end of the show, he did tell us what would make him happy. So run through that again, and for people who might not have heard it earlier.
I had brought up the fact that I have both of my parents. I, like, still have my grandparents. I love my family. I love the radio. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I love what I do with my time.
There you go. So you two were not here for this, so I'll ask you, what would it take to make you happy?
Lifetime of supply of food.
You're getting there.
Food.
Now, is it your lifetime or somebody else's?
My lifetime.
That's a little shorter than somebody else's.
Food actually makes me happy. Makes me comfort. I eat it all day long, you know. Makes me happy.
But that's situational. It can't be situational.
Oh, here we go. Situational.
It's situational.
So what do you want? What do you want to know?
What is altruistically happiness to you?
Be alive.
Well, I think everybody wants to be alive. Once you're dead, it really doesn't matter if you're happy or not.
What else would it be? I mean...
Well, like Matt is family, career.
Well, everybody's happy that they have family, I would think.
I'm not. I would not say family. No, I'm not going to be... it's not because they're bad or anything, but I don't visit with them a lot. I mean, it's not like the major thing in my life.
So what about if I, you know, I'm able to go on trips and stuff?
Okay, well, yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, it's a little situation, though, but that's okay.
Oh,
that situation. Works better.
Oh, okay.
All right. I about called you Taylor.
What?
Yeah. Carrington, go ahead. What would it take to make you happy? That's how it was phrased. What would it take to make you happy?
I think I'm already happy. Happiness is a choice.
Happiness? So you can't answer the question is really the... Because I think that's what basically people told
her. I don't think that there's... anything that's going to make anybody happy. You know, everybody has those aspirations where it's like, oh, once you get this job and you're making this much money or you find the right person, and it's like, guess what? You get those things and you realize, oh, like, that's not, like, what you need. So it's just, like, looking around and, like, being grateful for where you're at and the time you have.
Where are you?
In the radio station right now.
Well, of course that would make you happy. But I'm saying, in general, what makes you happy? What about your life makes you this happy person with a good disposition?
I think spending time with my friends, I really love my friends, and I'm trying to find hobbies, like I said. I've gotten into painting and, like, crafting recently, and I enjoy doing that, getting a little state of flow whenever I'm painting and crafting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. So there you go. But most people don't know, and most people do have depressive moments, and they don't...
I have them all the time.
Well, right, so they don't know... what would make them happy? Even though they are not happy, they have no idea what would make them happy.
Money makes me happy.
Well, see, and that's what a lot of people have said, but it doesn't. Causes more problems.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, you got to look around and realize you have to be happy right now, or else you're always going to be like, I'll be happy when. Guess what? You're never going to be happy if you have that mentality.
That's what I said this morning when he originally asked me. I said, happiness is a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got to get there. See, the problem is you cannot be dependent on somebody else. That's why it's tricky. because you can have happy moments with other people, but if your happiness is dependent on somebody else, you'll never be happy. And what basically this person, this author came up with, I think it was also a doctor, psychologist, was basically that you have to be, which we've heard this a zillion times, you've got to be happy with yourself alone before you can be happy about anything else.
I'm not happy with myself.
Well, that's why you're not happy. You do. You've got to be happy with yourself.
Yeah, I think that means just like finding
things.
Are you
happy with yourself?
Finding things you enjoy alone. I'm working on it.
So you're not quite happy with yourself.
I mean, I obviously have up and down moments like everybody else.
But Matt says he doesn't have any...
no down moments.
Oh, no. I mean, everybody has up and down moments, but for the majority of the time, like, largely happy.
But do you know people who are unhappy?
I think everybody knows people who are unhappy.
Why do you think they can't get it right?
They're focused on the wrong things.
Yeah.
That's the big issue.
Could be.
It's like they hate their job, and they hate their spouse, and they hate everything. It's just like they always complain. I feel like it's a lack of gratitude whenever people aren't happy.
Mine
sometimes is
like, you know, like health stuff. Yeah.
Well, but isn't that self-inflicted to a certain degree?
Yeah, it's self-inflicted, but I'm just saying that's why I'm happy.
Well, but only you can change that.
Well, I tried. I fail. So sometimes you have to lean on people.
Well, see, I don't know, though, because I don't think you can ever count on anybody else to make you happy or fix your problems.
Definitely not.
You can ask for advice. I think that's good. But then people ask the wrong people for advice. People, see, I always said this. Now, this is an interesting conversation. You cannot, even if it's your best friend, a lot of times your best friend is not the person to ask advice from because they're your best friend. They're going to agree with whatever you think is right. You need to go somebody who you know is going to be honest with you and not going to say it just to please you.
Like
now, you can
Spears.
Say, well,
there you go.
I've always been honest. That's true. I mean, if you ask me something, I'll tell you. Because I don't care if you like me or not.
Fat?
Yes. No, I mean, I think that's what you have to do. I mean, you have to be honest with your... If you're asking my honest opinion, I can't lie to you.
See, that's where he's lying. Remember when he said that...
Hey!
Hold on, remember...
I know what we're going back to here. Go ahead.
Yep, remember when he said that if somebody asks you for your opinion on how their outfit looks, that you just tell them that it looks fine?
Yeah, here's why that's different.
It's not different,
that's minutia. That has no impact on anybody. You're going to change clothes the next day. That's just picking a fight to pick a fight.
No, they ask for your opinion.
Yeah, but that's just picking a fight.
No.
You know that.
That's
oh,
an
no,
honest
you look
opinion.
Terrible. No, you
call me fat. I'm not gonna pick a fight. I can go down and punch your face out.
Well, that's good. Who else is gonna host this show? Get somebody else. But I'm just saying, you can't. That's not going to your clothes. You can change the next day. That's subjective. You know, that's a subjective thing. My opinion on a life situation is not subjective. That's my opinion. Now it might not be your opinion, but that's my opinion.
So it's subjective.
Yeah.
Not really. No, because subjective is, it worked for me. Like, how you look, I'm not going to dress like you. So it's not subjective in that way. This person over here might think you look great. I think you look terrible. That's very, very, very subjective. But if you're asking me, how are you happy in, how should you be happy in life? What works in a relationship? I had an argument with my mom or dad. I've had those situations, so I can tell you, from my opinion, what worked for me. That's not subjective.
So what about, okay, I guess I'm a little confused here. If you say, you're not going to say anything about their clothes, but you're going to say about their weight?
Yeah, because you can't change your weight in a day. You can change your clothes in a day.
I think you can buy a bodysuit or something that shrinks you.
Like, if you say, do I look fat, what can you do? I mean, you can go to the gym, that's going to take a little while. Diet, that's going to take a little while. The clothing thing is in the moment, and they're fishing for compliments when they're asking you that.
That's why it's the best time to be honest.
No, because it's going to pick a fight for nothing. What does that fight get you?
You know how I feel about this. I'm only asking people who are going to give me a real opinion.
But we found
clothes.
Out you really don't want the real opinion, because when Matt told you how he would address you, you didn't like that.
I said I'm not dressing to impress 19-year-old boys,
ooh,
is what I said.
See, when you say that, that comes off. harsh.
And I'm sorry, it's not harsh. It's just me and Matt don't have the same sense of style. Like, I'm sorry, I just don't care about Matt's opinion on my clothes.
Right, but this is not what Matt thinks of your clothes. What this is about is how he would address it. You want somebody to give you a warm fuzzy, even though they're giving you a cold prickly. That, you know, oh, you know, you might look better this way.
Yeah, maybe it's just the kind of people I surround myself with. It's like, that's kind of a character issue at that point.
What is a character issue?
How you present the whole how you look thing.
Yeah, like if your response is, no, you look ugly, we're probably not going to be friends that long.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you really don't want to know.
No, I just don't want you to address it in like a harsh and mean type of way.
But what if he does think you look ugly?
I guess there's just a nicer way to say it than you look ugly.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, if you came out in something and looked horrible, I'm not going to say, oh, boy, you look horrible. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, oh, you know, maybe not the best, but, you know, you're still, you look great.
I mean, I get what Matt's saying, too. Matt's, you're pretty honest, aren't you?
Yeah.
If he says something, he'll call it like it is.
But people don't want that in general.
I know they don't like it, but that's Matt's personality.
I just don't see the point in asking for somebody's opinion if you don't want their opinion.
I'm saying on minute things. That's a minute thing. Hey, Matt, that was a very specific...
You asked for my opinion.
Matt, do I look fat?
See, now you've walked me into a situation where I have to say yes, okay. Like,
oh.
You gotta do it. If you ask for the honest opinion, you're gonna have to receive the honest opinion. Yeah.
You've been there, but you lost all your weight.
I didn't. See, I just kind of got lucky. I didn't really try, though. It just kind of fell off.
Was this the topic we were on?
I don't even remember what we were on.
We were talking about, God. I don't know, what we were talking about, dresses or something.
Honest opinion. Oh. Advice is different than opinion, too, by the way. Advice is way different than opinion. Now, your advice can be your opinion, but advice is advice.
So what's your advice for me?
For what?
I'm asking you.
For what?
For me to lose weight. What do you think I should jump on the treadmill?
I don't know. Say something nasty to somebody, get your jaw wired shut. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, you gotta... Listen.
Was that a ding on the food thing? Because he likes to eat?
Well, yeah, you gotta stop eating. Sure.
Yeah, but that's the only thing making him happy. Like,
yeah, it makes me
happy. Well, you do you.
Explain that to St. Peter when you see him in a few weeks. Another spoonful of whipped cream won't kill me. Those are your last words.
I'll give him a high five for you.
Do that. I love the idea of St. Peter. I've always thought that was fascinating, that you have to go describe your life to somebody before you can get into heaven. I think that's great.
You gotta go describe.
Yeah, you gotta go explain everything.
I didn't know what you were talking about. That's funny.
Yeah, that's St. Peter. The idea of St. Peter is he's the guy you... It's like the interview before heaven.
Like, that's the purgatory man?
Not, well...
See, it's the dude who, like... So, like, in Family Guy, you know, like, when people are at heaven, and they're, like, the gates, and then there's the dude who's like...
And he brings up your paperwork and goes, when you were 17, you did this and didn't tell your parents? Okay, well, we might have to send you downstairs.
Whoa. Intense.
I love that. I think that's a great thing.
You gotta go get your final...
Can you go over the job?
I would be great at that job. I love to bring up stuff to people like that. You know, get all the paperwork out. Now, so you went out with Travis Kelce and then wrote a nasty song about him. Oh, you're going to be performing in a warm climate. Downstairs. That's great.
You're too harsh.
No, I think, but that's advice. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. So the point is, don't ask your friends for advice because they're just going to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah, I don't know. I typically, if I am really concerned about an issue, I'll just ask everybody I know. I'll just ask a million people and see what a bunch of people say, and then
majority opinion rules.
Yeah, just kind of get a bunch of different perspectives.
Now, do you ask older people or younger people?
A range. I'll just ask whoever.
Do you put more stock in one group's opinion than another?
I don't know. It really depends on the situation. If it's, like, about finances, I'm not going to my best friends about that. That's for sure.
Well, I just think it's very interesting because I have always found that friends, and they're not, I don't even know that they're doing it purposely, but they're going to tell you what you want to hear, and they know what you want to hear, so they're not really going to tell you what maybe they would tell a stranger. But somebody who has nothing to gain or lose with you, they've got no skin in the game, they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to say, doesn't look good over there.
I don't know. I try to keep myself in check and give my friends real opinions. I'll say, like, I might not do this, but, like, this is probably what I think the best course of action is.
A lot of people don't like the truth.
Right, yeah. Which is the, you know, I don't know. I think the bottom line is you have to get a diverse group of opinions. And if you don't, you're going to end up with, you've got to hang around a diverse group of people. You can't be with the same type of people all the time. Because that will become very mundane.
Mm-hmm.
You have to meet different people. You have to try different people. You have to see what they think, what they do, how they act. I always think it's interesting to be around somebody who does not agree with you at all on anything. Spend a lot of time with them because you will learn things that you would not learn if you're around somebody who agrees with everything you said.
Oh, I know two people like that. You know who they are?
Who's that?
You and Abby.
We're two people who what?
Don't like to disagree on anything.
Well, she's just never been right. I mean, I'm waiting. I've waited 5 years for her to be right, and it hasn't happened yet, but hope springs eternal. Well, I will tell you before we go to break here, that's an interesting relationship because we are friends, but we are polar opposites in life. We agree on very little thing, but yet the friendship works very well. And I know if I needed her for anything, she'd be right there, and she knows the same thing about me, but our relationship is very combative. It's very, don't hold anything back. Stuff you wouldn't say to somebody you would say to a friend. And we don't agree on a lot of things. But I like that. I like being challenged on my opinion. And apparently she does too because she's still here 5 years later.
That's great. That's great. I mean, it's a little sad that you think she's always wrong though.
Have you met, you met her?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I think she has good opinions. We agreed.
Oh, so if she agrees with you, it's a good opinion.
No, we just seem to have similar opinions on some things.
Well, she's just not right. And God bless her heart, she tries.
I thought she was, I liked her. I thought she was.
I like her. I'm not saying I dislike her. I'm just saying she's not right.
About anything?
Yeah, I thought one time she was going to be right about something, but then slipped away. Just like that. I hope you're happy out there listening. We're going to be back in about 10 minutes. We've got a top 10 list you're not going to want to miss tonight. It's about somebody in this room. A specific top 10 list.
I'm going to see that.
You're not going to want to miss that. We're coming back in 10 minutes.
Marla, when you get a role today, you say you still do auditions. Does the money matter?
Yes, it does.